It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, the options out there, if you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, vary from non-surgical to surgical techniques. My guest is Dr. Josh Randall. He's a board-certified urologist and he's certified Da Vinci robotic surgeon. Welcome to the show, Dr. Randall. So once somebody has been given this diagnosis and surgery would seem to be their option, speak about the types of surgery that are done for prostate cancer, please.
Sure. So prostate cancer, when it's diagnosed and we decide to take the prostate out, essentially the procedure is the same because we're removing the prostate and some of the lymph nodes around the prostate, but the route at which we get to the prostate has changed over the years. The standard treatment has what we would refer to as open surgery, where a small incision is made low in the abdomen, we approach the prostate, dissect it away from the bladder, reconnect the urethra, and the patient was usually in the hospital 2 to 3 days. As technology has evolved, and a lot of people are familiar with laparoscopic surgery, which is where we use a small camera and much smaller instruments, the technology has really advanced the surgery. It's become faster, less painful, and people are recovering a lot quicker.
So first of all, a man can live without his prostate?
Absolutely. After the prostate only serves to produce semen to help the sperm survive. So a man only needs his prostate during his reproductive years. Once a man decides that no longer have children, the prostate serves no other function in our body.
And make sure to mention, Dr. Randall, does the prostate, is it involved in sexual intercourse at all? Not necessarily for the reproduction, but is this kind of surgery, removal of the prostate, going to affect a man's sexual function?
That's a great question, and that's one of our patients' biggest concerns. So the prostate itself is not responsible for sexual function. Getting an erection, being able to have intercourse, has to do with nerves and blood flow to the penis. And the sensation of an orgasm is more nerve and muscle related, so the prostate doesn't serve that function. Now, for years, when a prostate was removed, most men lost the ability to get their erections simply because we didn't have a great understanding of the anatomy, and the nerves that go to the penis are actually attached to the prostate, but not necessarily within it. So now we have developed ways to actually separate the nerves, which is called a nerve-sparing prostatectomy. And there's a nerve bundle on the left and the right side, and through better techniques, we are now able to save those nerves, and a high percentage of men will maintain normal sexual function after a prostatectomy, but not all.
So the nerve-sparing prostatectomy, you reconnect those nerves?
You don't actually cut them ever. They run parallel to the prostate, so as we're removing the prostate, we literally separate this bundle away from it.
So you don't damage them?
To not damage it, exactly.
Because nerves take a long time to heal, besides which.
Correct. Anytime anybody has nerve damage, such as a stroke, the recovery is very slow. But by saving these nerves, we've had men be sexually active within 2 to 3 weeks after a prostatectomy.
You mentioned orgasm. Now, they can still have an orgasm, but is there anything that comes out after?
No. So because you've removed the prostate, which is what produces the semen, they have what we call a dry ejaculation. And most men that I discuss this with will say that it feels exactly the same. It's just that there's nothing that comes out.
So speak
about not reproducing.
So you're not reproducing. Okay, so the sexual function is maintained. Now, speak about the surgery. This is the Da Vinci robotic surgery, different from the open surgery. What is the robotic surgery? What sets it apart? What makes it so cool?
So the great thing about the Da Vinci is that we basically converted from open to laparoscopic surgery. Very few people are there, and there's very few reasons to even do an open procedure anymore. The Da Vinci gives us the tool to basically add wrist to these long, skinny instruments that we use. So we're able to get into very difficult to reach places, dissect out the prostate, preserve the nerves, have very minimal blood loss. The removal of the prostate used to have quite a bit of blood loss because it's a very vascular organ. So now with the use of the Da Vinci, we're doing the procedure in about the same amount of time with significantly less blood loss. very small incisions, so people take very little pain medication, and most of our patients are leaving the hospital the next day, which is remarkable.
Wow. So, I mean, this greatly enhances patient care that Mission Hospital offers. It's amazing that you can do this. Now, what is recovery time like? So maybe they can leave the hospital right the next day. Then what? Are they able to, are they not supposed to exercise? Are they able not, you know, to lift things? What goes on?
Correct. So like any surgery, I tell patients, even though the incisions are small, we still removed an organ. So we're still looking at this as a major surgery. But the fact that the same day or the next day they're walking around, they're walking stairs, 2 days after the procedure they can take a shower. But they do have a catheter in because we did disrupt the flow of urine and had to sew the bladder back to the urethra. They do leave the hospital with a catheter, which for some is intimidating, but we teach them how to manage it. It's actually very simple, and it stays in about 7 to 10 days. So for that first week out of the hospital, they're walking walking stairs, they're doing normal activity, but they're certainly not going to the gym or doing anything strenuous for at least several weeks after the procedure.
Now, are there some people that are not eligible candidates for this type of surgery?
Absolutely. I mean, anybody who's diagnosed with prostate cancer can essentially have the surgery. We certainly have age limits. We tend not to operate much later than 70 to 72 for a couple reasons. Some of these people just don't need to go through the possible morbidities of surgery, and some of them, their doctors just won't let us. So anytime we want to do a surgery like this, we always check with either their cardiologist or their primary physician to make sure that medically they're okay to go through a surgery. Even though it's being done with smaller instruments, it does put a strain on the body. But otherwise, there's not a lot of physical limitations that would stop us from doing this. We've operated on people who have had colon cancer and had surgery there, and we've still been able to successfully do the procedure. So basically, the patient's age and health would be the only things that might distract them away from doing such a procedure.
Okay, so the robotic surgery itself, you know, are there some techniques that you've had to learn that make you a specialist? Because as I understand it, Dr. Randall, not every doctor is qualified to use the robotic surgery Da Vinci equipment.
Absolutely. So you need to be skilled in laparoscopic surgery, which again is minimally invasive surgery using cameras and small instruments. So as a urologist, that's how we were trained. And then as the technology of the Da Vinci robot became available, we had to learn a new skill set. We were obviously comfortable with the anatomy because we've been doing it for so many years. And as we taught ourselves and got trained in the robotic surgery, we took courses and did training modules just to learn the technique of how to properly use the instruments. And then once you get the hang of it, it's remarkable. It makes the surgery much easier on the surgeon as well as the patient.
And it can be used for other types of surgery, this robotic surgery, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Gynecologists, general surgeons, cardiothoracic surgeons are doing chest and heart and lung surgeries with it. So it has a very wide array of uses, not just urology.
Not just urology. So, but in the world of urology, once you have done this type of surgery, you've removed the prostate, what is on the horizon then for men that have been diagnosed for prostate cancer? Is this one of those cancers that you can actually use the word cure?
Absolutely, absolutely. So any time we diagnose and then treat somebody for prostate cancer, the follow-up is always checking the PSA. Now, again, the controversy behind the PSA of not being a perfect test is true for screening, but once we know somebody has cancer, it's a great tool to follow them. So when we take out a prostate, we expect their PSA to be zero, and we follow them for many years, and as the time goes on, as long as the PSA stays zero, in most cases, if we get out to 5 or 10 years, we're going to basically say this person is cured. We usually don't ever stop following them. Maybe when they get into their 80s and they've been PSA-free for 10 years, we might stop checking. But if you take out a prostate and that prostate tumor is completely confined to the prostate, meaning nothing has spread beyond the prostate or to the lymph nodes, then in our mind, there is a greater than 98% cure rate at that point.
That's incredible and such good news. Really, this is a very treatable type of cancer if it's caught early enough, correct?
That's absolutely right, and that's why we recommend early screening.
Early screening. In the last 30 or 40 seconds, Dr. Randall, wrap up the robotic surgery as a treatment for prostate cancer for us, please.
Robotic surgery using the Da Vinci robot essentially adds a whole new level of technology to treating cancer. We're able to take out a prostate, send the patient home with minimal morbidity, much less blood loss, much less pain, and it's just a remarkable tool that has taken surgery to the next level, essentially.
Well, that is amazing information, and thank you so much, Dr. Josh Randall, certified urologist at Mission Hospital. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information on the Da Vinci robotic surgery for prostatectomy, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole for Mission Radio. Thanks for listening.